This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
There's a new threat in hiring. Let's get to the bottom of it. It's a Monday morning. You log in and see nearly 175 new job applications waiting in your inbox. At first glance, everything looks normal. The resumes are polished, the language is strong, the candidates seem qualified. But as you keep reviewing, a pattern starts to emerge. The phrasing feels similar. The structure repeats. Something feels off. A Gartner survey shows that nearly 4 in 10 candidates are already using AI in their applications, with more than half relying on it to generate resumes and CVs. And it doesn't stop at written applications. AI is now being used to submit applications at scale, fabricate credentials, and even simulate candidates in interviews. The question is no longer whether AI is changing hiring, it's whether hiring teams can still trust what they're seeing. At the very least, AI is enabling hiring fraud. Deepfake technology is now creating a new kind of risk in hiring. In video interviews, applicants can use AI to simulate a real person's face, voice, and expressions, making it harder to verify who is actually on screen. As digital hiring becomes more common, this kind of deception exploits one of recruitment's basic assumptions, that the person being assessed is genuine. The problem extends beyond interviews. Candidates can also use fake degrees, altered certifications, and fabricated identities to strengthen their applications. Traditional hiring systems were built to evaluate skills and qualifications, not to detect sophisticated fraud. That makes them vulnerable to manipulation. And the damage does not end once someone is hired. When a candidate's real abilities do not match what was presented during the hiring process, the result can be early exits, termination, team disruption, and lost productivity. So eventually, fraudulent hiring doesn't just affect one role. It can weaken trust, increase turnover, and disrupt both short-term performance and long-term organizational goals. You might be wondering, what is the scale of this problem? According to a Gartner survey of 3,290 job candidates, 39% reported using AI during the application process. Among those candidates, half used AI to generate cover letters, 36% used it for writing samples, and 29% relied on it to draft answers for assessments. These statistics show how deeply AI has become integrated into the job application process. A separate survey of 3,000 job candidates found that 6% admitted to interview fraud of some kind, either posing as someone else or having someone pose as them in an interview. By 2028, 1 in 4 candidates globally could be fake, showing how quickly this problem is expected to grow. This is why HR systems are failing. The traditional applicant tracking systems, ATS, are not designed to detect deepfakes or AI-generated resumes that are designed to bypass them. They are designed for traditional resumes and primarily analyze skills, experience, and keywords. These systems are not as advanced as the mechanisms used by applicants to outsmart them. They are built as an early filtering tool for the resumes, but in the later stages, AI-generated resumes may still pass through the system. Recruiters find it difficult to truly differentiate between real and deepfake content, leading to hiring applicants that may not be appropriate for the job. Recruiters often assume that the information presented to them by the applicants is correct, and they don't spend additional time to carefully assess them, especially due to the large volume of applications received through multiple platforms, making it challenging to filter them effectively. Here's how recruiters can respond. As AI is taking over the job application process, it's crucial for recruiters to take the required steps to combat these problems effectively. Instead of assuming that the information presented by the job applicants is accurate and fraud-free, they should practice thorough background checks using reliable databases and should cross-check the information with their previous places of employment or educational institutions. Inconsistencies between the data presented in the resumes and the responses in the interviews should be noted, as they may suggest deception. Maybe, just maybe, practical, real-life and in-person interviews should be given higher priority over digital interviews, not just to avoid the possibility of the usage of deepfake interviews, but to also make it simpler for the recruiters to examine the behavior of the applicants in terms of their responses and body language in order to make a decision that is more favorable to the company. What does this mean for recruitment? The misuse and abuse of AI in the job application process is not just limited to a certain demographic, but it has impacted the procedure on a systemic and structural level, costing resources in terms of time, money, and people. As companies also use AI to screen job applications, it has become a battle between employers and employees over who is more effective at using AI tools rather than a true assessment of skills of a potential employee, like how it was before the rise of AI. HR recruiters now need to equip themselves with stronger screening and filtering skills, a requirement that was not as critical before the advent of AI. I'll end with this. Hiring is no longer just about assessing talent and skills. It has become a process of verifying authenticity. What began as a convenient way to support resume building has now reshaped recruitment processes globally, introducing new risks and challenges. As this shift continues, organizations will need to move beyond traditional evaluation methods and actively question the reliability of the information they receive. Without stronger verification mechanisms, the hiring process risks becoming less about identifying capable candidates and more about filtering out convincing but artificial ones, which weakens the reliability of recruitment itself. And when that happens, hiring stops being about finding the right people and becomes about figuring out what's real.
This is Sherm Global Radio, in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.